You were 14, I believe, December 7th, 1941.
Yes.
Pearl Harbor. Do you remember that day?
I remember that day. I was walking home from a little job that I had, and I heard over the radio. I didn't understand it, you know, but I heard them talking about Japan had bombed Pearl Harbor.
You remember any people around you being nervous or guys going off to the war?
I don't remember too much of that.
You said radio. Do you remember programs that you listened to on the radio?
The Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. That was one of our major programs that came on Saturday nights.
WSM.
WSM out of Nashville. Even sometimes when our radio wasn't working, we would walk across the field to a neighbor's house and listen. I think it came on around 8 o'clock and stayed on to about midnight. And we would stay at the house as long as the folk would allow us to stay as youngsters listening to the Grand Ole Opry.
You remember listening to President Roosevelt, hearing him on the radio?
Yes. I can't remember anything that he said, but I remember following him as President of the United States.
You graduate from high school, and what was the name of that high school?
It was Woodward High School.
Somewhere in that time, you restated your ambition to be a minister. You
right.
became real public about it.
Yeah, I preached my initial sermon. The pastor set a date, and I preached my initial sermon at the Calvary Baptist Church there in Cincinnati. From there to Simmons Bible College in Louisville. Apparently, I didn't make very good impression on that pastor because of the fact that he did not entertain a motion that they would give me my license. But when his assistant minister came to Louisville to some minister seminar there at the school where I was attending, I was asked to give the welcome to all of the people who came. And the assistant minister of that church heard me give the welcome to the folk and said to me, "You never did preach your initial sermon." And I said, "Yes, I did." He said, "Well, do you have a license?" I said, "No, I do not." So he said, "Well, I'm going to go by the Baptist bookstore, pick up a license for you, and you come on back to Cincinnati this weekend, and I'm going to see to it that the pastor grants you your license." From then on, the pastor and I became pretty close, because even when I was in seminary in Nashville, Cincinnati was my home. And I would come there on weekends, and he would have me to preach for him. Matter of fact, when I graduated from seminary, the pastor had already set up a council for me to give me my ordination there in Cincinnati.
You attended American Baptist College of the Bible?
Right, in Nashville.
It was your seminary training.
That's right, yes. It was called American Baptist Theological Seminary at that time. Since that time, they changed it to a College of the Bible.
You graduated in 19...
I graduated from there in 1950.
You took other work as well at Tennessee State?
Tennessee State, I went on from there. I told people, I said, when I came out of seminary there, the American Baptist College of the Bible, I was frightened that I might be called to a church and fear of how little I knew. So I decided to continue on in further my education by enrolling in Tennessee State. I went on there and got a degree from Tennessee State, yes.
And then something happened just hours before you graduated at Tennessee State?
During my last months, let me put it like that, at Tennessee State, the Reverend J.H. Dotson, who was the pastor here at Mount Zion, his health had failed, and someone had suggested to him to write the American Baptist College of the Bible and asked the president to recommend someone who was interested in finding a life's work. Even though I'd been away from the seminary for almost 3 years, the president of the school remembered me. During my seminary days, I'd preach for a lot of folk when they went on vacations and when they just needed a special speaker and that sort of thing. And so he remembered that and called me and asked my permission to send my name in to Reverend Dotson here at Mount Zion. I granted him the permission, and the late Reverend Dotson and I started a correspondence. the day after I finished Tennessee State in August, on a Sunday, we graduated, we marched with the class, and Wednesday that same week, I was here in Tulsa.
In 1953.
In 53 it was, yes.
You would have been 26?
Yes, I've been 26, that's what it was. I became pastor when I was 30, yes.